say strong winds could combine with heavy snowfall to create dangerous travel conditions across several states. The storm is expected to develop overnight, with snow picking up through the day on Sunday into Monday morning. This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The former CEO of a Salina-based foster care agency has pleaded guilty to wire fraud. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that Robert Nelson Smith, also known as Father Bobby, entered the guilty plea this week for a credit card payment of almost $7,000. Smith was CEO of St. Francis Ministries, a nonprofit which contracts with the Kansas Department of Children and Families to provide foster care and adoption services. The indictment alleges that Smith was involved in a massive wire fraud scheme with more than $10 million funneled to William Byrd Weimark. Weimark pleaded guilty to two counts of wire fraud in November. Public schools would be required to keep a supply of naloxone under a bill passed by the Kansas House of Representatives. Daniel Cottle has this report.
Schools would need to have at least one dose of naloxone nasal spray on hand. The medicine can reverse the effects of an opioid overdose. Many school districts in Kansas already keep a supply of naloxone. The bill would provide grant money to help districts pay for it. The bill would also require districts to teach high school students about preventing opioid abuse. It now awaits a vote in the state Senate. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill.
Western Kansas towns and ranchers are adding up their losses this week from multiple wildfires in the region. The biggest fires started in Oklahoma and made their way into Kansas, causing multiple towns to evacuate. Most of southern Kansas is made up of rangeland, growing and feeding the country's beef supply. Kansas ranchers and cattle workers bore the brunt of the damage. Beef Bill Shaw owns a feed yard near Ashland and is working to raise donations for ranchers who lost cattle. He says the costs will add up quickly for those who did because of the high price of beef.
Cattle are worth a lot of money right now. I mean, you know, you could be looking at, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a head.
Shaw and other ranchers are asking for feed, hay, and other supplies to help ranchers affected by the fires. Mostly cloudy skies this morning with some snow showers throughout the area, then clearing as the day goes on. Highs today in the upper 30s. Winds from the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's 27 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
His words seem to pierce the heavens.
A closer walk with thee, granted you, Lord, if you please. Daily walking.
Mahalia Jackson, you're listening to NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering in-studio and on-location senior pictures, family portraits, professional headshots, and more. Serving Lawrence and surrounding areas since 2004. Information and portfolio at tcistudio.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, memory chips are in short supply all around the world. Why is that? And what does it mean for you? That story just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. Join us as we celebrate 30 years of music that's shaken, not stirred. It's Retro Cocktail Hour's 30th anniversary weekend, and it's next weekend, February 27th and 28th. Join us for a weekend packed with parties and live music, including the Jet Setter Jazz of Nutty, plus Exotica Cocktail, performing the music of Martin Denny and Les Baxter. You can find a complete schedule of Retro Cocktail Hour's 30th anniversary weekend and get your tickets at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. And we'll see you next weekend.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope, serving Lawrence and the surrounding areas, providing financial and emotional support to families that are navigating a pediatric cancer diagnosis. Details at babyjslegacy.org.
You can find out more about Baby J's Legacy of Hope on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on KPR 2.
Support for NPR comes from the state.
This is NPR News.
Journalists often produce the first draft of history, but for the extraordinary events of January 6, 2021, NPR's investigative team wanted to preserve that history.
Over time, it just became clear that if we didn't do this, then it's possible some of this stuff would be destroyed forever.
The reporting behind a monumental project on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
We've got 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Saturday. Then stay with us for NPR's News Quiz. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock. This morning on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Chef Roy Choi stops by to play Not My Job. We'll also be visited by Allie the Piper. That's all ahead at 10 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu.
Mostly cloudy skies this morning. We still have some snow showers in the area. Clearing skies this afternoon. Highs in the upper 30s. Sunny for tomorrow. Highs in the mid 30s. It's 27 in Atchison, 27 in Emporia, 27 in Manhattan. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Progressi MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's News Quiz. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Mostly cloudy skies this morning with a chance of snow showers, then clearing as the day goes on. Highs today in the upper 30s. It's 28 degrees in Emporia, 27 in Topeka.
From NPR serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Mostly cloudy skies this morning with some continued chance of snowfall, then clearing skies. Highs today in the upper 30s. It's 28 in Lawrence, 27 in Topeka, 28 in Kansas City. This is KPR.
The following program was taped in...
Popular Bagpiper tells us how she met Metallica. That's when we return with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Next time on Live at Green Lady Lounge, Ken Lovren's Organ Jazz Trio brings the funk. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me for Live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haines and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review, available on the Kansas City PBS YouTube channel. This week on 105 Live, we continue our LG Desk Concerts with the Nashville-based Pittsburgh, Kansas native Jen Schott, with performances and stories from her songwriting career recorded live at the Topeka State House. Jen Schott is the special live guest on 105 Live with Nick Carswell today at 5 o'clock, right after All Things Considered on KPR1.
Support for NPR comes from this...
Paul Brogdon, join me where the music's shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
Hot music is gonna feel good today when we're expecting highs only in the upper 30s. From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Eagle's Rest, a furniture store in downtown Lawrence featuring Copeland natural hardwood furniture for the entire home, hand-built in Vermont from American cherry, walnut, or oak. At eaglesrestnaturalhome.com. And from the Topeka Symphony, presenting Ravel today, a performance created by Alice Wiley Pickett for actors, singers, and orchestra exploring the world of Maurice Ravel. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. It's 30 degrees in Atchison, 30 in Emporia, 31 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from
Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our public address announcer is Paul Friedman. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Jennifer Mills, Miles Dornbos, and Lillian King. Special thanks to Monica Hickey. Peter Gwynn won bronze and just confessed to cheating on us. Our visuals host is Emma Choi. Technical direction, Lorna White. Our CFO is Colin Miller. Our production manager is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillag. The executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Thanks to everyone you heard, all our panelists, all our guest scorekeeper, Alzo Slade, and of course, Bill Curtis. And thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Nagin Farsad, and we'll see you next week. Woo! This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's the Moth Radio Hour. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting A Night on Broadway, an evening of Broadway hits, hidden gems, and opera classics for their annual fundraiser, Saturday, February 28th, 7:30 at Maselli's in Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org. The time is 11 o'clock. There was a young girl.
Massachusetts, and presented by the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Aristo Sham with the 2025 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition, Thursday, March 5th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. And from Eagle's Rest, a furniture store in downtown Lawrence, featuring Copeland natural hardwood furniture for the entire home, hand-built in Vermont from American cherry, walnut, or oak, at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com. Mostly cloudy skies this morning, clearing this afternoon, highs in the upper 30s.
This is the Moth Radio. At the break, a father offers his family communion at home, where a lovely secret is revealed. When the Moth Radio Hour continues.
Support for the Moth comes from Odoo. Odoo streamlines every aspect of your company in one simple and efficient business management platform. More information at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with the Name Your Price tool, offering a range of coverage and price options to choose from. Now that's progressive. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, supporting pediatric cancer families during treatment by helping with daily needs such as food, transportation, housing, and other everyday expenses. Details at babyjslegacy.org. You're listening to the Moth Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio.
This episode of the Moth Radio Hour was produced by me, Jay Allison, Catherine Burns, and Sarah Austin Jeunesse, who also hosted and directed the stories in the show. Co-producer is Vicki Merrick, associate producer Emily Couch. The rest of the Moth's leadership team includes Sarah Haberman, Meg Bowles, Jennifer Hickson, Kate Tellers, Jennifer Birmingham, Marina Kluche, Suzanne Rust, Brandon Grant, Inga Gladowski, Sarah Jane Johnson, and Aldi Kaza. Moth's stories are true as remembered and affirmed by the storytellers. Our theme music is by The Drift. Other music in this hour from John Boutte, India Ari, Hermanos Gutierrez, Evan Christopher, Bruce Coburn, and Jason Beals. We receive funding from the National Endowment for the Arts. The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX. For more about our podcast, for information on pitching us your own story, and everything else, go to our website, themoth.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Aristo Sham with the 2025 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition. Thursday, March 5th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, I want what I want. Stories of people taking the road less traveled, choosing the road that none of the rest of us would choose. That's just ahead on This American Life here on Kansas Public Radio. Hope you'll join us next weekend. That's when we'll be celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour, February 27th and 28th, right here in Lawrence. Join us for a weekend of live music by the band Nutty and by Lawrence's own Exotica Cocktail. You can find a complete schedule of Retro Cocktail Hour 30th anniversary events and get your tickets at kansaspublicradio.org. Then join us next weekend here in Lawrence as we celebrate 30 years of music that's shaken, not stirred. Mostly cloudy skies, clearing this afternoon, highs in the upper 30s. This is KPR.
There's a new film at the Tin Festival. It's called The Boys and the Bees.